Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, August 29th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple debuts another new commercial. Linkin Park has joined iTunes. Foxconn sues reporters. And a Nebraska school gives iBooks to all 200 students. 190 iBooks and 5 new servers have arrived at Nebraska High School. According to the school, it will distribute a new laptop to every high school student this fall. This new program helps to provide all students with an equal opportunity for learning, and it is becoming more and more popular among schools in Nebraska and in other states as well. Students got involved unloading the truck and unpacking the boxes with excitement about the new 24/7 laptop learning initiative, which will begin this fall. According to NTV reporter Steve White, students realize they've been given quite a gift, but they bear responsibility. It's a $300,000 investment, so the school district expects results. According to the report, the school purchased laptops from Apple, who offered the school an even better deal and threw in extras like free upgrades and free servers with the purchase. Foxconn has filed a lawsuit against 2 reporters for their story on poor working conditions at an iPod manufacturing facility in China. MacNN said Foxconn has sued the reporter and the managing editor for $3.77 million U.S., claiming that the report was false and that it damaged Foxconn's reputation. The report claims that the story on substandard working conditions prompted the recent investigation by Apple as well as made headlines around the industry. The Shanghai Daily has reported that in response to the Foxconn lawsuit, a Chinese court has frozen the personal assets of the reporter and an editor at the Shanghai newspaper, including their apartments, a car, and bank accounts. And although both had received notice on the asset freeze, they were not given details on the lawsuit. According to the Shanghai Daily, the report claimed that most employees in Foxconn's factory had to work more than 12 hours a day, and it also alleged that employees had to stand long hours at their jobs and were not allowed to talk to others. After performing their own internal investigation, both Apple and Foxconn has denied many claims, but did report a few violations of Apple's code of conduct, but said they were working to address the issues. Yesterday, Apple released 3 new Get a Mac ads that are viewable on their website. The company also has created a new silhouette-style television ad for iTunes and iPod. The new commercial features silhouetted Bob Dylan wearing an iPod while performing a song from his new album, Modern Times, which is now available. The commercial is available online as well at Apple's website. The entire Linkin Park catalog is now available on iTunes. The multiple Grammy Award-winning band Linkin Park and Apple have announced that for the first time, fans of the band can download their favorite songs for 99 cents, or they can download the band's albums that include new, exclusive digital booklets. iTunes will also offer both audio and video downloads of the concerts that are currently available as the Live in Texas and Collision Course CD and DVD releases. FileMaker has revealed its new campus productivity kit. The all-in-one, ready-to-use database solution for Mac and Windows PCs empowers students to manage contacts, organize searchable research and lecture notes, track assignments and projects, as well as manage and coordinate events. The kit includes the new FileMaker Pro 8.5 web viewer and the lecture notes module that will bring back related information from Wikipedia for the selected topic without having to go to a separate internet browser. Data from the Campus Productivity Kit can also be stored on an iPod or any other flash memory USB device for access on any computer. It is available from www.filemaker.com/CPKPR in a runtime format. It doesn't require the purchase of FileMaker Pro 8.5 and will run on Mac OS X 10.3.9 for PowerPC-based Macs or Mac OS X 10.4.5 for Intel-based Macs. Coming up, if you like watching commercials, you'll love Spiral Frog. The Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning.
morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Another store is scheduled to open in Toronto, Canada on Saturday, September 2nd. This new store is the third Apple retail store to open in Toronto, and it'll be open to the public at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Mobo Vivo has licensed thousands of entertainment, lifestyle, and educational programs for children, youth, and adults. And this fall, it'll make hundreds of educational television programs available for students of all ages by making them available on iPods. The company has partnered with educational broadcasters and producers to bring math, science, social studies, and language content to parents and students. Downloadable programs are available for iPods as well as Mac and Windows computers, with the ability to download to other mobile devices such as cell phones and PDAs later this year. According to the company, over 50% of students have illegally downloaded television shows and movies over the internet. Now there's a legal and educational alternative to illegal downloads. Flexity has announced the availability of their award-winning Power Squid Surge Protector, beginning with their flagship Surge 3000 Calamari Edition. The glossy black Surge 3000 models begin shipping at the end of August, which is about now, and additional models are to follow. The Surge Protector comes fully loaded with a feature set that includes two glowing neon tentacles, an audible alarm, a flat profile fit 360-degree rotating swivel plug, and a $500,000 limited connected equipment warranty. Helios Software has announced that all six Helios UB server solutions are available now for Apple's new quad-core 64-bit Intel Xeon Mac Pro and Xserve. According to the company, the new server solutions are able to utilize the power for all four CPUs of the new Mac Intel computers to provide extremely fast job performance while offering an excellent value. The Helios UB product family includes EtherShare UB, WebShare UB, ImageServer UB, and PrintView UB, which now run natively on Intel-based Macs. A new music download service that claims to offer free legal downloading in the U.S. and Canada is set to launch later this year. New York-based Spiral Frog said it will offer users of its free web-based service the ability to legally download music of Vivendi's Universal Music Group's catalog, which includes U2, Gwen Stefani, and The Roots. The new advertising-supported service joins the ranks of rivals that are fighting for a piece of the digital music market. According to Spiral Frog's chief executive, Robin Kent, Spiral Frog's business model is based on sharing income from advertising with content partners like Universal. He said the company's research revealed that customers are willing to pay for their content by watching non-intrusive, contextually relevant, targeted advertising. The company's target audience will be people between the ages of 13 and 34. And those were the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.